Hi there, I'm Caroline Thor, professional organiser, KonMari consultant, teacher and mum of three. I started off my life as a mum feeling overwhelmed, disorganised and desperately trying to carve out some time for me amongst the nappies, chaos and clutter. One day, one small book called The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying changed everything and I began to learn strategies for making everyday life easier. Today I have the systems in place that means life can throw almost anything at me and I want to share them with you. If you're an overwhelmed mum struggling to keep it together, then this is the podcast for you. Grab a coffee and settle in for a quick chat with someone who gets your reality. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Living Clutter-Free Forever podcast. This is episode 60. It feels like another milestone moment. Thank you for taking the time to listen. It's really exciting to see the numbers growing every week. If you aren't following wherever you listen to your podcasts, please do make sure you do so you don't miss an episode. And I would also appreciate you leaving a review. It helps make it more likely that other people will find my podcast. This episode is the third in a short series looking at those areas of the home that you have told me cause you the most problems. Last week we tackled the home office and the week before the kitchen. Today we're going to dive into the wonderful world of creating a serene and peaceful bedroom environment specifically tailored for busy mums like yourself. Together we'll explore the significance of quality sleep and relaxation, I know you're wondering what that is, and how it can positively impact your well-being amidst the chaos of everyday life. As a busy mum, I know firsthand how demanding and overwhelming life can be. Between juggling work, taking care of the family, and managing countless responsibilities, it's easy for our own needs to take a back seat. That's why it's absolutely crucial to prioritise our sleep and create a sanctuary in our bedrooms where we can truly unwind, rejuvenate and recharge. I know it sounds like a pipe dream. Sleep is more than just a necessity. It's the fuel that energises us, boosts our mood and enhances our brain function. When we're well rested, we can tackle the challenges of the day with more clarity, patience and joy. And that's exactly what we'll focus on today. Crafting a bedroom environment that promotes restful sleep and relaxation, giving you the well-deserved break you need. So whether you're struggling to find tranquility amidst the chaos or simply seeking ways to enhance your sleep experience, you're in the right place. We'll explore organizing techniques for creating a clutter-free space, discuss essential bedside organization, uncover the secrets to establishing a calming ambience and dive into the power of bedtime rituals, which I personally suck at. It's important to remember that you are deserving of a peaceful retreat within the comfort of your own home. And by taking care of yourself, you're better equipped to care for your loved ones. So let's dive in and unlock the secrets to a tranquil bedroom haven. So let's start by addressing a common challenge faced by busy mums. Keeping the bedroom as a space free from the chaos of kids' stuff, laundry, and other distractions. It's time to reclaim your personal sanctuary and create a space where you can unwind and recharge. I totally understand that the bedroom often becomes a catch-all for toys, laundry piles, and clutter that seeps in from other areas of the house. But it's so important to establish boundaries and reclaim this space for yourself. By doing so, you create a tranquil environment and that promotes relaxation and better sleep. In our house, we're really guilty of our bedroom becoming a space where it just gets piled up with laundry that needs putting away. I always put the laundry on the bed for the kids to come and collect and put away. And if for some reason that doesn't happen, then it ends up back in the washing basket and down on the floor in our bedroom until the next day where we try again. And the other thing that tends to happen is if the kids decide they want something removed from their bedroom, for some reason they tend to dump it in our bedroom, like we want all their leftover stuff. And then, of course, it takes a while before I get my act together and find another place for it to go. So, how can we keep your bedroom clutter-free and maintain a sense of peace? Let's explore some practical tips. Okay, tip one. It's crucial to establish clear boundaries with your family regarding your bedroom. Communicate with your partner and children about the importance of keeping this space clutter-free and peaceful. Encourage them to respect your need for an oasis where you can recharge. I clearly haven't managed this with my kids yet, seeing as they say, they keep dumping their stuff in my room. Tip two, create simple rules to maintain a clutter-free bedroom. For example, designate specific areas in your home where kids' toys and laundry belong and ensure they stay out of the bedroom. Easier said than done, I know. Enforce a routine of returning items to their proper place, making it easier to keep your space organized. Tip three, and this is a biggie, make decluttering a regular part of your routine. Set aside dedicated time each day or week to tidy up and remove any items that don't belong in the bedroom. Encourage your family members to do the same with their belongings. Remember, less clutter means less stress. Tip four, invest in practical storage solutions to help your bedroom keep organized. Use baskets, bins, and shelves to store items like blankets, pillows, and books. Utilize underbed storage containers for out-of-season clothing or other rarely used items. By having designated spaces for everything, you'll maintain a clutter-free environment. I know lots of people are really guilty of ending up with a massive pile of books on their bedside table, the one they're currently reading and ones they plan to read. And sometimes it's a good idea, perhaps have somewhere else in the house to store the books that you are going to read at some point and only have the one that you're currently reading on your bedside table. Tip five, lastly, remember to prioritize your own well-being. Your bedroom should be a personal sanctuary where you can relax and recharge. Make it a priority to create a space that reflects your style and preferences, a place where you can truly feel at ease. Keeping your bedroom as a haven for mum requires effort and consistency, but the rewards are immeasurable. By establishing boundaries, setting rules, decluttering regularly, and prioritizing your needs, you'll create a peaceful environment that allows you to unwind and recharge. Okay, on to bedside organization, the key to creating a clean and functional space that promotes restful sleep. There is nothing worse than a nightstand bedside table piled up with stuff. So let's explore how you can optimize your nightstand or bedside table, as we call it in the UK, and keep it clutter-free for a peaceful sleep experience. I've already mentioned books. Your bedside area plays a crucial role in setting the tone for restful sleep environment. It should be a space that promotes relaxation and houses the essentials you need within arm's reach. Let's begin by understanding the importance of having a clean and functional bedside area. A cluttered nightstand or bedside table can be visually distracting and disrupt your ability to relax. By keeping it organized and free from unnecessary items, you create a peaceful atmosphere that contributes to a better night's sleep. So, what are the essentials to keep on your nightstand? Believe me, it's not the post that you've left unopened there or glasses from drinks you've had that you've not managed to take back down to the kitchen. First and foremost, you need a lamp or soft lighting source. It allows you to create a soothing ambiance and provides gentle illumination for nighttime reading or navigating your bedroom without harsh lights. Choose a lamp with adjustable brightness to suit your preferences. Next, consider having an alarm clock that helps you wake up gently and reliably. I am guilty of still using my phone for that. Opt for one with a soothing alarm tone or gradual wake-up light to ease you into your day. Place it in a spot where you can easily see the time without straining. Another thing you might consider keeping on your nightstand is a charging station. Our devices often accompany us into the bedroom, but the constant presence of your screens can interfere with your sleep. By designating a specific spot to charge your devices overnight, you create a boundary and promote a healthier relationship with technology. Now, let's discuss organizing the items on your nightstand. Consider using a small tray or dish to corral smaller essentials like a lip balm or hand cream or jewelry you take off as you get into bed. This keeps them easily accessible while maintaining a tidy appearance. Here we are with books again. If you enjoy reading before bed, have a designated spot for your current book or e-reader. A small bookshelf or a floating wall-mounted shelf nearby can help keep your reading material organized and prevent it from cluttering your nightstand. Lastly, evaluate the items you currently keep on your nightstand and assess the necessity. Remove anything that doesn't contribute to your relaxation or sleep experience. Remember, the goal is to create a serene and clutter-free space that promotes restful sleep. By focusing on these essential bedside organization tips, you'll create a clean and functional nightstand area that enhances your sleep environment. It's all about having the items you need within reach while maintaining a peaceful atmosphere. Having some drawers in your nightstand will often help with this, but the danger is that we end up just stuffing things away in there, so make sure they don't get cluttered and out of control as well. Next, let's explore the importance of creating a calming ambience in your bedroom. We'll discuss how lighting, colours, and scents can have a significant impact on your sleep quality and overall relaxation. Let's dive in. Lighting plays a crucial role in setting the mood for a tranquil sleep environment. Soft, dim lighting in the evening signals to your body that it's time to wind down. Consider using warm coloured bulbs or even installing a dimmer switch to adjust the brightness according to your preference. Natural light is also beneficial for regulating your sleep-wake cycle. During the day, open your curtains or blinds to let in natural sunlight, which can boost your mood and energy levels. If privacy is a concern, consider using sheer curtains that allow sunlight to filter through while maintaining some level of privacy. Colours can greatly impact the atmosphere in your bedroom. Opt for a soothing colour palette that promotes relaxation. Neutral tones like soft blues, gentle greens, or warm earthy hues can create a calming and peaceful ambience. Experiment with different colours and find what resonates for you. In addition to lighting and colours, scents can play a significant role in creating a serene sleep environment. Certain aromas such as lavender, chamomile, and vanilla have calming properties that can help relax the mind and body. Consider using essential oils, linen sprays, or scented candles to infuse your bedroom with these soothing fragrances. When it comes to incorporating soft lighting, you can use bedside table lamps with warm coloured bulbs or opt for fairy lights draped across a headboard or around a window frame. These gentle twinkling lights create a cosy and inviting atmosphere, perfect for winding down before sleep. To introduce calming scents into your room, you can place a small dish of dried lavender or a few drops of essential oil on a cotton ball near your light stand. Alternatively, consider using a diffuser to disperse your favourite relaxing scents throughout the room. Remember, the goal is to create a multi-sensory experience that promotes relaxation and prepares your mind and body for restful sleep. Experiment with different lighting options, explore soothing colours, and find the scents that bring you a sense of calm and tranquility. By incorporating these elements of calming ambience, you'll transform your bedroom into a peaceful sanctuary conducive to quality sleep and deep relaxation. That is until some kid comes in the middle of the night to wake you up because they've wet the bed. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. If you're anything like me, you will hear people banging on all the time about morning and bedtime routines. I have not yet worked out how on earth I fit these into my day. Quite honestly, I am so exhausted every night, my head hits the pillow and I'm asleep. So maybe I don't need a nighttime routine. I do, however, get that it could be really helpful to help busy mums like yourself unwind and prepare for a peaceful night's sleep. Let's dive in. According to the experts, establishing a bedtime routine is essential for winding down after a long and hectic day. It signals to your body and mind that it's time to transition from the busyness of the day to a state of relaxation. Bedtime rituals have numerous benefits, including improved sleep quality, reduced stress levels, and a sense of calm before drifting off to dreamland. Winding down before sleep allows you to release the tension and stress accumulated throughout the day. It helps quiet your mind, making it easier to fall asleep and promoting deeper, more restorative rest. By incorporating relaxing activities into your evening routine, you give yourself the opportunity to recharge and rejuvenate. So, let's now explore some practical ideas for creating personalized bedroom rituals that work for busy mums like me and you. And maybe I'm going to give some a go. Okay, reading. Engaging in a calming reading session before bed can be incredibly soothing. Choose books that inspire relaxation, whether it's a favourite novel, a self-help book. Set aside a dedicated time for reading, allowing yourself to escape into a world of words and leave the day's worries behind. I don't think what is meant by this is scrolling through your mobile phone, reading the news and whatever has been put up on Instagram and Facebook. So I perhaps need to stop that and actually find a book. Okay, mindfulness or meditation? Carving out a few minutes for mindfulness or meditation can be transformative. Find a quiet corner in your bedroom, sit comfortably and focus on your breath or practice guided meditation. This helps you cultivate a sense of inner peace and quiet the mental chatter, allowing you to ease into sleep more effortlessly. And then there's gentle stretching or yoga. Incorporating this can help release tension from your body. Simple stretches such as neck and shoulder rolls, forward folds, and gentle twists can alleviate physical stress and prepare your body for a comfortable sleep. And then there's journaling, which a lot of my friends do. Spending a few minutes journaling before bed allows you to upload your thoughts and emotions onto paper. Write down any worries, to-do lists, or gratitude reflections. This practice helps clear your mind and provide a sense of closure for the day, promoting a peaceful and worry-free sleep. And finally, skincare routine, which I'm also not great at. Pampering your skin with a soothing skincare routine can be a really great way to wind down. Use gentle cleansers, apply a moisturiser, and indulge in a facial massage using your favourite oils or creams. This self-care ritual not only nourishes your skin, but also relaxes your mind and promotes a sense of well-being. These are just a few examples of bedtime rituals that can help you unwind and prepare for restful sleep. Feel free to experiment and find what works best for you. Remember, the goal is to create a routine that brings you joy, relaxation, and a sense of peace. I always used to read when I went to bed, but I got out of that habit when I had kids of an age where I was always going to get woken up in the night. I prioritised sleep over reading. I'm going to aim to add that into my bedroom routine again starting today. What are you going to try? DM me on @caro.thor on Instagram and let me know. By incorporating personalized bedroom rituals into your routine, you're carving out precious time for yourself, which, let's face it, we don't get during the day. A moment to prioritize self-care, recharge, and set the stage for a restful night's sleep in our dreams. Okay, before we wrap up, let's take a moment to reflect on the importance of prioritizing your sleep and well-being as a busy mum. As a busy mum, it's easy to put our own needs on the back burner when taking care of everyone else. However, it's vital to remember that quality sleep and self-care are essential for your overall well-being. By creating a tranquil bedroom environment, you're carving out a space dedicated to your rest and rejuvenation. Now it's time for my final tip. A gentle reminder that self-care is not selfish. Prioritising your sleep and well-being doesn't mean neglecting your responsibilities. In fact, by taking care of yourself, you're actually better equipped to care for your loved ones with more patience, energy, and joy. So my final takeaway for you is to make a commitment to yourself. Carve out time each day to nurture your sleep and create a tranquil bedroom environment that promotes restful nights and, as a result, peaceful mornings. You deserve a sanctuary where you can unwind, recharge, and embrace the serenity you need as a busy mum. Remember, small changes can make a big difference. Start by decluttering, setting boundaries, and incorporating some soothing elements into your bedroom. Establish a bedtime routine that allows you to unwind and release the day's stress. These small steps can have a profound impact on your sleep quality and overall well-being. I hope you've gained valuable insights and inspiration to transform your own sleep environment. Take these steps and adapt them to fit your unique circumstances, ensuring that your bedroom becomes a haven of peace and rejuvenation. You deserve the gift of restful sleep and a tranquil bedroom environment that supports your well-being. Thank you once again for tuning in to Living Clutter-Free Forever. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to my podcast for future episodes and leave me a review. I'd love to hear your thoughts and suggestions. Until next time. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send the link to a friend you know would appreciate it. Subscribe and leave a review. I look forward to bringing you more organising tips next time. But if you can't wait until then, you can go to my website or find me on Instagram at caro.thor or on Facebook at Caroline Organiser. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to guiding you on your journey to find your clutter-free ever after.